It's 8:50, and it's time now for our first look at the commodity markets on this Friday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called steady with tops from $34 to $38. Peoria steady today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, October 25th, negotiated swine purchases were 17,138 for the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $42 to $55. The weighted average, $51.48. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.12 to $42.75, and the weighted average was $41.27. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,459. The base price range, $41 to $57.50. The weighted average, $54.31. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.41 to $44.94, and the weighted average was $42.02. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, first of all, I'll tell you that we have some rain coming in. It's already raining across portions of west central and southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana and portions of neighboring Kentucky and Missouri as well. And the rain has become a little steadier here from around the Mattoon-Charleston area southward through Clay County, where Alney is, where Flora is located, Richland County, where Alney is located, also getting rain. And showers are also developing just southwest of Decatur. So the rain is pushing back up in our direction, and we will be turning wet here for a while today into tonight. The showers will be tapering off from west to east tomorrow. They'll still be over Indiana. Few could linger in eastern Illinois, especially early in the day tomorrow. So Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and parts of Kentucky will be the wettest tomorrow. But once this gets out of here, we're going to have some open weather across the Midwest. So if you still have some field work to take care of, if you don't have the planting done or you just want to do some tillage and get everything ready for the winter and need to get out in the fields, it looks like a long stretch of weather, open weather, coming up through next week. Now, a cold front will come through about late Wednesday and early Thursday. That could trigger some showers up north, mainly of the Wisconsin and Michigan borders. So that's the only chance of any rain here that I could see for a while yet. Otherwise, it looks like we'll stay dry until at least November 3rd. That's our next real chance of rain. So that's more than a week away from now. So we'll have an open weather period of about a week coming up. Temperatures are going to be seasonably mild. We'll have some days early next week in the 60s, dropping back to the 50s later next week. Morning low temperatures will generally be above freezing by quite a bit. But to the frost level of Sunday morning and Monday morning in central sections, and frost or freeze across parts of northern Illinois on Sunday morning as colder air pushes in and the winds start to turn lighter. So for some areas, the growing season will probably end here either Sunday morning or Monday morning. But for other areas, there might be some scattered frost, but not a complete ending to the growing season. And it doesn't appear that any really cold air, and when I say that, that means low temperatures getting into the 20s and maybe highs only in the 40s. The first chance of that doesn't come until about the 6th or 7th of November. So we're still a little ways away from that. Now turning to the southern hemisphere, and of course, taking a look at South America. In Brazil, rain fell yesterday and early this morning from Mato Grosso to southern Minas Gerais, and that did include parts of the state of Goiás as well. Rainfall estimates go from just a few hundredths of an inch to probably around 3/4 of an inch, with a few places likely getting more than an inch of rain. Coverage of rainfall, about a third of the nation's crop territory getting rain during the last 24 hours. Dry weather occurred elsewhere, and today we're looking at a forecast that is wet for southern sections next week, as showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop across Rio Grande do Sul, the southernmost producing state the southernmost state period in Brazil. And scattered showers are expected elsewhere in Brazil next week, but it looks like Rio Grande do Sul could get some heavy rain next week. Southern Minas Gerais and Sao Paulo are probably in line to have the best soil conditions, with Paraná and areas to the south favorably moist. But to the north, it's still dry compared to what they typically have at this time of year. But crop conditions have improved to where it's favorable in Mato Grosso and Goiás. Subsoil there, though, is still a little low because of all the dry weather leading up to the last couple of weeks. Now, the only area of problems in Brazil that we keep talking about is the northeastern crop area. It's still quite dry around Bahia, northern Minas Gerais, and areas north of there, where you get into minor growing areas. So there's a few pockets of problems in Brazil, but generally favorable weather. And in Argentina, it looks like there's going to be a decent weather for crops continuing. Rain will fall across most of the area at some times during the coming week, but not continuously. Some heavy rain, though, is expected from Cordoba into Entre Rios, so that will set back field work for a while. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 825 unchanged, last trade up 5. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, December wheat opened at 799 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter, last trade up 4. July, 662 and 3 quarters, up a quarter, last trade up 7 and a half. December corn opened at 365 and 3 quarters, down a half, last trade up 4 and a quarter. July, 401 and 3 quarters, down a quarter, last trade up 3 and a quarter. November beans opened at 993 and 3 quarters, down 1, last trade up 7 and a quarter. July 1032 and 3 quarters, down 3 and a quarter, last trade up 11 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal open at 279.90, up 40, last trade up a dollar. December soybean oil open at 40.96, up 4, last trade up 52. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, as we look at the marketplace overnight, we must look at the outside markets, it seems to me. Crude oil made a contract high, 92.22, the number there, while the U.S. dollar all-time low, 77 over 1 on the tick overnight. What are the implications? And let's begin with corn.
Well, I think that when you look at the over, when you look at the outside markets, you're certainly looking at great encouragement for exports. When I look at the American dollar, where it is right now, this morning the cash index for corn in the United States average price is 3.32, and with the dollar falling to where it has, Japan now can pick up corn for $2.91.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at beans, I think the big advantage that we've really gotten now on the bean side of it is that when we look at the Brazilian currency, just since the end of August, if we use the 9-10 average cash for beans today, we've picked up a 77-cent advantage over Brazil when it comes to exports. And I think that the biggest implication here is that not only we're going to get more exports, but it's going to discourage some planting in Brazil and Argentina, and probably going to have to push the futures up into that $11 range before they might even consider it. You know, they have a long ways to go. Argentina's just going to start now in November, December, and Brazil plants all the way through mid-December.
You look at the beans, November at overnight at 10.02 as the last. Any reason not to believe at the end of the day we'll be at four digits given the options going off the board?
Well, I think that I don't think there's any reason to not believe that. And, you know, when you look at the next level of resistance is at 10.17, and then we go all the way up to the high Bollinger band at 10.31 and 3 quarters. I think if we don't do it today, we certainly are going to look into doing it next week.
What about the wheat today?
Well, I think when you look at wheat, you know, we're probably going to see some, we'll see some follow-through on the overnights. We filled the gap yesterday, you know, and we just bounced right off of it. And I think that when you look at wheat in general, what happened this week is pretty typical for the market. You know, we saw 82% planted, the market immediately assumes everything's going to go into the ground. And, of course, when you couple that with the Russian tariff change, I think that wheat has the potential to go up 50 cents or go down 50 cents from here.
And it could be, I suppose, based on new crop ratings, which are going to start pretty soon.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, from what we're hearing, we still need rain, you know, in the plains, but it's off to a fairly good start in some areas.
And so the calls in the grains today?
Well, we've got corn called up 3 to 4, beans up 6 to 8, wheat up 5 to 8, you know, and of course they're going to be driven by the outside markets and export demand.
And then very quickly, calls over at the Merck, please.
Well, on cattle, we're called steady to higher on follow-through from yesterday, based mostly on low supply and oversold conditions. Feeders down on the higher corn expected market, and hogs steady to weak, steady based mostly on the oversold situation that we're at and the fact that we're at a discount to futures, offset, of course, by the calls for lower cash today.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILO Urbana at the time now, 9:01 Central Time.